saying the things you wish you could. He is America's voice, Steve Gruber.
How appropriate that we have Neil Young bringing us in, you know, a climate fanatic, hard leftist, alt-left Neil Young. God bless his music. He can keep his opinions to himself and make the world a better place. Now, from my cell here, I can't really see outside very well, but I am pretty sure, quite confident, in fact, that the sun rose again today and the sky did not fall. Yes, we've had a storm. It's called Dorian. Is it unprecedented? No. Is it the worst storm in history? No. Have we had hurricanes in the past? Yes, we have. And all sorts of other storms and problems and calamities. None of this is new thus far, but those on the left would have you believe that it's the end times almost. Hopefully not my next guest, Dr. Jay Lehrer, the senior policy analyst with the Ottawa, Canada-based International Climate Science Coalition. Doctor, welcome back.
Thank you, Steve. A pleasure to be with you.
Well, the real tsunami that I see here, and it's in the headline of an article that I've got here from PJ Media, the coming climate change propaganda tsunami, which is going on. I know nobody watched the event on CNN a day or two ago about climate change and so forth. In fact, it came in dead last of all cable news programming. Just tells me how much people don't care anymore about this message. But they continue to pound it. Oh, my God, if you have a hamburger. We've got to get rid of meat. That's next. A meat tax, says Bernie Sanders down here. We must eliminate meat. How would Canadians feel? You know, no more burgers. No more burgers available in Canada. What would you make of that?
You know, it is sheer insanity, and the biggest insanity is that these leftists actually believe they can con the average American into thinking that we have a problem here. If people understood that man's ability to control the thermostat of our planet is absolutely zero, and the amount of carbon dioxide in our atmosphere is only a 10,000th of all the gases that are in our atmosphere, it is insanity that they think they can con us into giving up fossil fuel and literally destroy our way of life.
It seems to me the most important thing that we can do, and I do believe this, I am a conservationist, not an environmentalist. An environmentalist is an activist, a political operative. A conservationist is somebody like myself that actually fishes and hunts and gets involved with the environment and hikes and bikes and does all of those things. I do all of these things, and I try to be involved with the environment, and I clean up when I see trash that isn't even mine. And yes, microbead plastics are causing problems in the oceans. We should try to stop that manufacture. We should try to clean up the plastic and the garbage we leave behind, find ways to get rid of the Texas-sized chunk of trash floating around in the Pacific Ocean. These are things that I think are important and should be addressed. But as far as adjusting the thermostat on the planet, sir, I think you are spot on.
Yeah, the unfortunate part of this is that there's a cottage industry of scientists supported by the government that create mathematical equations claiming that they can predict our climate decades out into the future, when you are certainly aware that our weather reports a week out are barely 50% accurate all the time. And yet they think they can explain this to people. But they're being paid billions by the government to support these mathematical equations called climate models that don't ever work. And there's even a cottage industry on the other side of people that don't believe we have a serious problem, but still think carbon dioxide emissions that we have created since World War II have some impact on the planet's thermostat. And it's really zero. That's the only number that matters. But the whole idea is to destroy capitalism and insert socialism in our country and around the world. And by saying that fossil fuel is a bad thing, we've got to get rid of oil and natural gas and insert wind and solar, everybody is supposed to panic and run to the government and say, you know, save us. We don't want the world to end in 12 years. It is crazy. But as you pointed out, people didn't watch CNN, and I think people are waking up to the fact that the Hurricane Dorian has nothing to do with anything man does.
Well, some of them still believe it, although I'm going to go to a comment you made just a moment ago. The 7-day forecast. The 7-day forecast for Dorian was wrong every time. If you went back 7 days and looked at where they said the hurricane was going to go, for the most part, it was wrong day after day initially. It was going to go across Florida as a Category 2, and then it was a Category 3, 4, 5 across Florida. That didn't happen. It turned north, as you well know, and all of this. But the whole idea of using nature, if you will, to manipulate populations for political gain is nothing new. In fact, Karl Marx wrote about it in his writings about how to use Mother Earth to manipulate the populations. This is part and parcel to Marxism and therefore socialism, isn't it?
Hey, you're exactly right, Steve. It is absolutely in all of Marx's writings, and it was used by Hitler as well. The environment has been used by in tyranny by horrible people to destroy and kill people. For we go back, I started writing a book going back 500 years ago. So you're spot on. This is nothing new, and it's always been used to scare the public into wanting government to take greater control of their lives, willing to give up their personal freedoms. Yeah, nothing new under the sun, Steve. You're exactly right. And with regard to Dorian, right, they weren't not only wrong a week out, they were wrong hour by hour.
That yes, they were.
The reasonable public. What's going on here?
They were very wrong. Dr. Jay Lehrer here, Senior Policy Analyst with the Ottawa, Canada-based International Climate Science Coalition. So, Doctor, the more they are wrong, and the more people tire of this argument, of this narrative, if you will, it seems the more they're pushing it, because now we're onto the meat tax, and we've got to get rid of farm animals, and we've got to get rid of backyard chickens because they're dangerous, and all of this. It's one step of control after another, and so they're ramping up the message as opposed to bringing it back. People have already tuned it out. People aren't buying it.
Not at all. But, you know, Einstein coined this term that insanity was doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. They are proving their insanity, because you're again right spot on, Steve, that every time one of their scare tactics doesn't work, they just add another one, hoping this time the public will buy into this. And they're not. I think what they're doing is creating a landslide election for Donald Trump in 2020.
Well, possibly. North of the border, though, Justin Trudeau, maybe even more extreme than some of the others. He's right there with Macron and these others trying to demand these policies be put in place, because they're not asking. They demand that we do this. They demand we do that. They demand we do these other 10 things. You know, it's always demanding, and they'll shame you into doing it. Doctor, I'll give you the last word.
Well, it's all about socialism. It's about defeating capitalism. They don't believe anything of what they are feeding the public. There, it's all lies, but they think it's their way of getting rid of capitalism, eliminating personal freedom, and running the lives of their people. It's not just in the United States, not just in Canada, all over Europe. And it's time to wake up, recognize it, and stop it.
Doctor, great conversation. Good having you here on a Friday. Dr. Jay Lehrer, Senior Policy Analyst with the Ottawa, Canada-based International Climate Science Coalition, the ICSC. Check it out for yourselves. Doctor, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Steve, for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. It's a Friday. You can follow us at stevegruber.com. You can always find podcasts there of previous interviews. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Do that, please. We need all the support we can get. It's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost, really changed my life. I've lost weight and kept it off, and I feel great. Now it's even easier to make My Pure Health Solutions work for you, anywhere, anytime, from the comfort of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom program for you, not artificial shakes and bars, but real food, so you can keep the weight off. I'm telling you, this works. Jared and the team will evaluate your body, create a one-of-a-kind blueprint for you to get healthy, and you never have to leave home. Go to MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Do it now.
For more than 65 years, Enbridge has been safely delivering the North American energy you rely on to fuel your vehicle, heat your home, and power commerce and manufacturing. We're proud to be a part of communities across Michigan and contribute millions in local property taxes each year, which helps support schools, emergency responders, and local government needs. At Enbridge, we're helping to fuel your quality of life. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Michigan. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
This message sponsored by OK to Say and MAB.